In this episode, we talk about hair products and early age hair drama.
I'm so scared that someone's gonna have bad road rage and they're gonna like follow me.
Can I get a caramel latte, please?
Is it burning?
I'm Dixie.
I'm Nora.
And I'm Ashley. And this is Knotted.
Like, that is just straight coils.
Yeah.
For real, bro.
Okay, when girls can get that hairstyle down and, like...
It looks
like,
so
it's
good.
It's so
looks
cute. So
pretty. I still don't know what I'm doing with my
like,
hair.
Okay, what do y'all use for your hair?
I feel so stupid walking down that aisle because it's, like, a bunch of...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it just mm-hmm. said it's not... Made
yeah,
for me.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
And so I was walking up and down that aisle, and like this sweet old black lady just looks at me, and she just hands me like the Cantu thing, and it's like, you could probably use this. And
oh my god!
Oh, thanks. That's actually helpful.
She's sweet. She's sweet.
She was sweet about it. Mm-hmm. She definitely saw me walking up and down that aisle for like 5 minutes. It was like,
I just always feel like a little like I shouldn't be there, but it's also like I need that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But I also am like, it's not made for me, but it's made for my hair. And then are there any specific products that you like tried that didn't work, or is there like anything like
did y'all just used to put like straight gel in your hair?
Yep. Oh my god, wait, you know those little squirty bottles with it was like detangler and had the octopus on it?
Yes.
My mom used that like religiously on my hair.
I used to like unscrew it and like pour it into yes. like a knotted part of my hair and like and then try and brush it out like oh
Jesus okay. Christ. No, I had this thing. It was a whole act. My mom would grab my hair. She always loved doing my hair. Like she was so good at it. She would braid it and all that stuff. So she was very not good at being calm and like cool, you know. So she would brush my hair, and I had this thing where I would put my hands on my head and I would pull my head so that, cause like I smacked my hands, cause it bothered her. Like she was trying to do my hair, and I was just like, bro, I can't deal with this pain. So then, at like the age of I don't know, like 10, I just completely gave up on her like doing my hair. Uh-huh. And that's why it's like this all the time.
No, that's like something I think that no one talks about is like how hard is it when you're a kid. Like I'm not kidding. We were looking through old photos yesterday. I had a mullet at 3. I will send you guys. I was thinking as a photo. Like I had.
She was a part of the 80s, like she's on the older side, and so her version of doing hair is just to put a lot of gel in it and tease it.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Also, I straightened my hair religiously in middle school, and I also dyed it blue.
I remember that.
Yeah, I dyed my hair blue, and whenever I tell you that, like, I could touch it and it would break off, like, it was so dead.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Also, I use like Tresemme and like scrub that shit.
No.
I know now.
Yikes. Nora, you should tell your story now.
What story? Oh, okay. So this is one of okay, now we've moved into how we used to do hair. This is a horror story with my hair, though.
Oh, God.
Is one time I was just, you know, walking to class. And this kid, I just feel something, and I'm like, what is that? This kid's just petting my hair behind me.
I've been told that my hair looks like a different color.
It does sometimes.
Like, bro, get out. Anyways. Because, like, ever since I was a kid, my mom was, like, not trashed on, but she was kind of judged because they always thought that, like, she dyed my hair. Like, they would come up
really?
To both of us, and they'd be like, you've dyed your child's hair? Because they were like, it looks like reddish-orange-ish.
It really does, and at the bottom.
Bro, my God. Anyways, no, so they would, like, judge her, and they'd be like, wow, like, you dye your child's hair? And she'd be like, bro, come on. Like, no, I have never done that. So it's just kind of cool. I'm unique.
It does look. I always just thought that you were dying, like you were growing out highlights or something.
Do you want to hear something weird? I've dyed my hair purple.
Pardon? What?
Which
you're not supposed to wash your hair every day.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Oh, actually, no.
You're supposed to.
I don't do that.
When you don't like shampoo it, you just scrub the sweat out, and then you like shampoo it like once a week.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I shampoo and condition every other day.
No, you're not supposed to do it even that much.
Girl.
Yeah.
Every time I get in the shower, though, or unless I'm like not washing my hair, I put conditioner in it.
Yeah. Every time I put conditioner in it. Oh well.
Thanks for the tip.
You're welcome.
No, yeah, it makes your hair super frizz.
A tip. And that was us, three teenage girls talking about really knotted hair.
See you next time.